You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong. Now, we can all agree that musicals come in all sizes, from the mega musical juggernauts of the Pantages and Amundsen to the labors of love that play in one of the more intimate theaters throughout this amazing city. Well, we have something special for you today. Not only is it the inside scoop on a brand new musical, but the incredible radio host, writer, and theater enthusiast Lara Scott is sitting down with our guest, Danielle Trzynski, who isn't just the star of this new musical, she's one of the co-writers. And she's going to tell us about creating and performing in Little Black Dress, a delightful new musical playing at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City, December 3rd through the 15th. Let's join them now.
Welcome to the West of Broadway podcast, Danielle.
Hi, yay.
All right, so I was looking at everything online about Little Black Dress, the musical, and it looks like the greatest ladies' night out ever. Like, this is the show that you want to bring your best friend to, and maybe even people you don't know that well, just to go and have a great time at the Kirk Douglas Theater. So this is a new show, right? This will be the LA premiere?
Yeah, this is a brand new musical, and we have been touring the country, and so I think this is going to be, I think LA is going to be our 18th city of this year, so it's how we're closing out 2019, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, that's a heck of a way to close out the year. How are you going to top that in 2020? What are you doing next year?
Well, I don't know. Should we go international?
Yes, take it international. I love it. Get the passport ready. Well, for anyone who has not heard of the show, can you set up what it's going to be like when somebody comes to the theater to check it out?
Yeah, Little Black Dress is just the most fun musical you can have out in town. It's got comedy, it's got heart, it's got incredible songs. It's the story of these two best friends, Mandy and Dee, going through life together in their little black dress. So it's like first kisses, your first time you lose your virginity, weddings, funerals. And the thing that makes our show so unique is that it is a full original musical, which is, first of all, it's very rare, especially for girls' night out shows. A lot of girls' night out shows have, you know, jukebox songs, and ours is all original music. The girl who wrote the music, Natalie Tenenbaum, is incredible. She's the vocal arranger for Mean Girls on Broadway. And so the songs are unique and original and fun. But then also we have improv in the show. So that seems to be something that I had never seen done before, which is a full musical, but also that has improv. You know, you usually see improv with some songs or, you know, musical, no improv, but this has both. We wrote the show to be a full night experience. You know, it's been incredible to see women coming to the theater with their girlfriends, you know, grabbing drinks and wearing their own little black dress and just seeing this whole audience looking out and seeing a sea of women wearing little black dresses. It's been incredible.
That is so cute. And it just occurred to me now as you said that, yes, everyone should wear a little black dress when they come see this. That's what a fun photo that's going to be. Now, Danielle, it sounds like the show is really interactive. Our audience members going to get heckled, which I personally love when that happens, but will they be incorporated into the musical?
Yeah, the audience, you know, and as someone who, even though I love being on the stage, when I do go to shows where someone comes into the audience, I'm always the girl that puts her, you know, her face down. I'm like, don't call on me. but it really is, that ends up being everybody's favorite show, the part of the show, always, and it makes it different every single night, so you're never going to see the same show. And it's so fun for us, the actors, because we are doing a different show. So we go out into the audience one time and we ask an audience member to tell us about their first kiss, and then we end up reenacting it on stage, which is always fun. I mean, when are you ever going to see that? You might think you never get to relive that. And the things we hear are more creative and more hilarious than anything that I could ever write. I mean, we had one where there was a woman in a pea pod patch. I didn't even know that was a thing. You know, you never really think about, like, where do you get your peas from? But that, apparently, it's a pea pod patch, and that's where she had her first kiss.
And a good place to kiss, it turns out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. It sounds like there's going to be this great party feel to the show, but it also sounds like there are probably going to be a lot of very relatable, heartwarming, maybe even some sad moments, because it really sounds like it's the real things that we all go through in life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing about it is that we all live these experiences, but we don't really talk about them. I feel like when maybe you were younger, you know, when you were a young girl and you're growing up, you are talking about your best friends with your first kisses. But then as we get older, you know, we're so focused on career and the kids and our marriage and finances. Like, we're not really sharing these bonded moments that all of us have had. And this show brings that out and talks about it in a very real way. You know, not like it's some magical princess fairy tale, like exactly what happens. Maybe the kiss wasn't that magical. And I think the big thing that people keep saying is, you know, we do market it to be a really fun girls' night out and a party. But the thing is our show does have a lot of heart, because at the end of the day, it is about these female friendships and the female relationships you have in your life. So whether it's with your sister, your best friend, or even your mom, growing up together and having these major life moments and bonding and relating and growing and separating together, it's all something that you can relate to no matter what age you are.
Since I am not an actor, I'm just fascinated by the process of putting a show like this together. How do you practice to do that live? As somebody, like in my case, I was 10. My first kiss was Mike Nelson. He was 11 and he already had a mustache in fifth grade, you know, so it tickled my lip when we actually kissed in my backyard.
Oh, that is so good. Oh, I wish we were improvising it.
Feel free to use it.
So good. Yeah.
But like, do you practice in rehearsal? Like, okay, here's the scenario. Go.
You know, yeah, we do practice. And I mean, the thing is it's no matter how much you practice something, you can never be prepared for what people say. So luckily, I mean, casting this show, I will say, was hard because we had to find people that could not only sing and dance and act, but could also do improv comedy. And also, like, especially for the male role, he also has to be very attractive. So it's really hard to find someone that can, like, check all these boxes. And I have to say, my cast is incredible. I mean, they are quadruple threats. They are funny. They are superior actors, amazing singers and dancers. I mean, I really lucked out. And they're also incredible to work with offstage. So it's really just a matter of, you know, we'll rehearse in the room, but what always ends up happening is we just keep asking, you know, the same, like, our stage manager, a first kiss story, and it never, ever even amounts to the things we hear when the show is actually happening.
That's so fun. Let's go back to the guy for a second, though, because I hear there's a magic mic moment maybe in the show somewhere, maybe some stripping. Okay, so he has to be a talented stripper in addition to all the other stuff, too.
Yes, he does. We have Clint Rumsko is playing our sexy male lead, and he, among other things besides stripping, he plays over 12 different characters. And, you know, luckily for us is he's beautiful to look at, but he also has one of the kindest hearts I've ever met. So, I mean, I'm really proud to say our show, we travel, there's 7 of us and 6 of us are females and he's the one guy in the show. So it's been amazing. And, you know, and the thing is like, that's the thing about Little Black Dress is we have it all. So we have, like, you have laughter, you have hilarity, you have improv, you have songs, you have a sexy male dancer, but then you also have heart. So we've got everything. If you only came for one, or, you know, you're going to be satisfied somehow.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds so fun. And thank you for writing this show. I don't know if people realize that you're one of the writers of this show. And I was reading that you had come off this Spank, the 50 Shades of Grey parody, which is amazing that you were in that. And then did you decide to write the show right after that? Were you working on it while you were on that show? Or how did this one come about?
Yeah. So I was on tour just as an actor in 50 Shades of Grey parody. It was called Spank. And I thought, you know, I was like, it's called Spank. It's going to be like 3 weeks black box theaters. And it was 3 years, 1,000, 2,000 seat houses.
Whoa.
Sold out. And so I was on tour and watching, you know, it would be thousands of women coming to the show. And it, being a writer myself and my co-star, her name's Amanda Barker, who's also one of the writers of the show, you know, we were like, oh, there's an audience out there that we didn't know about, which were women who go to the theater and party. But there's not really a lot of shows for them. And, you know, I loved Spank, but at the end of the day, it was written by men, and the female characters weren't, you know, very, the male kind of was the lead, the funny one, the one with the good lines. And, you know, I thought, you know, there really should be a show for this same audience, but where the women are smart and funny and powerful and original music too. Which, and so I write musicals. And so I was like, you know, I think that I could write this. So I got together with my co-star Amanda Barker. We started writing on the road when we were doing Spank, and then brought on board my composer friend Natalie Tenenbaum to do the music, and then Chris Bond to help write with the dramaturg. So it really has been, I really am proud of my team. I couldn't have done it without all four of us made this show, but it really has been incredible, the response, because people will come up to me after the show and say, thank you for writing this. I've never seen a show that's so real and so good, and that made me laugh so hard. There's truly nothing like it. So I do appreciate the writing, because I mean, we were working on it for a very long time to make sure it was just right.
Well, mission accomplished. It sounds like it's going to be the funniest and sweetest and just most fun night out. And Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City is such a wonderful place to see a show. Opening night is coming up on December 4th, and we can't wait to see you in action. Thank you for writing it, and we wish you all the success. And thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us on West of Broadway.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Little Black Dress, or LBD, sounds like the perfect GNO, which is Girls Night Out, and I just made that up. If you happen to be having your GNO on December 4th, be sure to come say hi. I'll be at the opening night at Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. I hope I see you there. For tickets and more information, you can go to centertheatergroup.org. And that is it for today. You can check out other episodes from West of Broadway at westofbroadwaypodcast.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes or however you get podcasts. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am Will Armstrong PR, and Lara is at Lara Scott Media. Thank you so much for joining us here on our podcast. And remember, if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.